Hey, it's Paul and Freedom, who is getting petted and a belly rub. Don't you like that, eh, buddy? Yeah, he loves that. He loves to receive the love. I was talking to a couple today, and the family had a, we're in a car accident. So there's some, you know, like some headaches and maybe potential risk of head injuries and having to take time off and some real challenges and some fears. And we were talking about how, you know, the mind is kicking up all these fears. Oh, if I take time off, we're not going to have enough money. We're not going to do this. And, you know, trying to figure out how to navigate through things as a family, as a couple. And what struck me is how much love they have for each other. You know, underneath, there's so much love. They're concerned about each other. You know, one person didn't want to rest too much because, take the time off, because they didn't want their partner to do too much work. And then the other partner felt the same way. So neither of them really wanted to kind of unplug from work and life for a while to really get the rest, because if you're in an accident, you know, your head injury, you want to really got to rest. You got to get off screens and just not engage your mind, not do much at all. And it's the hardest things because we're trained to go a million miles a minute, right? We need more and more and more, get go, 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 go. And the underlying driver from that is anxiety, because, and as soon as we slow down, we go bonkers. So they're trying to figure out how to get it so they could both have time to rest. And it occurred to me, it struck me. I kept hearing it in their words and the way and the tone and how much love there is for each other. And the mind just kicks in all these reasons why we can't slow down and take care of ourselves. The mind just kicks all those reasons up. Not because the reasons, well, they're, it could be, you know, it's logical, but the mind is going to find all these reasons to get worried and create drama, to create problems, to create worry. And we can buy into those thoughts, right, buddy? He just put his leg against me. We can buy into all those thoughts about what's wrong, what's scary, what's wrong with this, what's going to be wrong with that. That's the ego mind. That's the thinking mind. But there's all this love underneath. So what they're doing is, what we talked about is, they're just going to drop into this feeling of love whenever those thoughts come up. And just let the thoughts go by. They don't need to act on them. Right, buddy? Yeah. They can just go back. Let those thoughts go by. Just because the thoughts in my head, what about this? What about that? I don't have to take that thought to dinner. Let it go by. And then what's left, that feeling of love, that good feeling. They can bask, these guys can bask in that love, that good feeling. So when the thoughts about the future come in, we're not going to engage in those thoughts. Just let them go. And let this good feeling of the relationship just bubble up, right? And then the more we allow those feelings to bubble up, those good loving thoughts, those good loving feelings, the connection, we start to cultivate, puppy just sighed, we start to cultivate the nervous system and the brain of relaxation and ease and connection and good feelings. And that, those new neural pathways are replacing the old ones, which were based on stress and anxiety, because of how our culture has conditioned us. So we're more familiar with those anxious, worried, going 100 miles an hour feelings. It's not natural, but it's been cultivated. So instead, what we're doing, and puppy's great at this, he's just lying there getting stroked, he's taking it in, we can cultivate a state of love and connection and ease. And the first part of that is allowing us to slow down into connection. with ourselves, with good feelings, with each other. Let the love be felt. And when thoughts come in your head, they will come in. What about this? What about this? Or he shouldn't have said this. She shouldn't have done this. Let those thoughts just go. You don't have to follow them. You don't have to give them more airtime. It's like a commercial came on the radio, and then this big good song comes on after. You don't have to keep singing the commercial. You can just let it go. It's gone. And let yourself enjoy the good song that's on the radio. You know what I mean? You have the thought, you let it pass. Don't engage in it. Just let it go. Don't keep repeating it in your mind. Just allow yourself just to fall into the good feelings of the love you have for your wonderful, beautiful partner. And your mind doesn't have to think everything's perfect. Your mind's always going to look for stuff. Just let it go. Fall into the love. Fall into the love. And if you're not with somebody, fall into the love for yourself. I'm doing a lot of that right now, focusing on how can I love Paul a little more? Accepting, a little less judging. How can I love Paul? And freedom teaches me. He receives the love. So he's teaching me how to love. So hope this has been helpful. It might seem like a really trite message, overly simplistic. And I'm okay with that because I know that it's actually one of the most important, awesome things. Lots of love from Freedom and from me.